stress can be unending in major urban psychiatric emergency rooms. For caregivers, the pace can be relentless. But in this week's Remembrance Project, writer Alyssa Eli recalls a doctor who treated each patient as if she had all the time in the world.
One night, a patient known to Dr. Anna Fitzgerald was brought by ambulance to the Boston Medical Center psychiatric emergency room. Hundreds of patients were known to Dr. Fitzgerald. They met her once, then identified her as their doctor ever after. In the under-resourced bustle that is emergency psychiatry, Dr. Fitzgerald rested her calm gaze on, and only on, whoever was in front of her.
I don't want to get too hokey about this. It was like watching a skilled artist of any type perform their craft.
Her friend and colleague, Dr. Peggy Johnson, was in the ER with her. To describe the patient as agitated was an understatement.
And she walked in to the room fearlessly, and they responded to her almost immediately and said, "Okay, I will talk with you if you'll get me coffee."
In the waiting room, patients with major mental illnesses, homelessness, substance abuse, and medical complications waited to be seen. That's what emergency psychiatry is: endless need and constant crisis. There's no time to spare. Dr. Fitzgerald went to Dunkin' Donuts.
So she gets the coffee, and she brings it back. I kid you not. The patient took the medication, drank the coffee, and proceeded with this, you know, this extensive evaluation.
Over a 21-year career at BMC, Dr. Fitzgerald cared for a marginalized population with concierge-like attention.
How many times did I see her? Just a human act of kindness. It was just so straightforward. And this was just her way of being.
Treating patients in the emergency room and the short-term crisis stabilization unit, she found their strengths instead of their sicknesses. In her patients, she saw resiliency and survival.
She treated everyone as though they had something to teach her and was willing to learn from everyone. I think that is what, in part, added to her artistry.
Aside from eloquent care, she was an eloquent writer. Staff always recognized an Anna Fitzgerald chart note. It was written with the beauty that prose can bring to description. In April 2017, after a cancer had recurred, she sent an email round to her colleagues. "To those who are directly taking care of my patients," she wrote, "special thanks. Please tell them the truth and tell them I am grateful for them and their inspiration and courage, and that we will continue to take good care of them."
Writer Alyssa Eli remembering Dr. Anna Fitzgerald, who died in October of colon cancer.